Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's here. Jeff Hathorn, he's in for Colony all week. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. Do you remember, like, when you, and not to instantly hijack things, but real quick, because I was sitting here scribbling notes, doing a little bit of research, like, as we're getting ready to start the pre-show. And you remember, like, when you would forget to do your homework the night before school, and then you'd end up trying to do it on the bus?
Yes.
And then you're sitting there with the paper on your lap. That's what I'm doing. I'm just scribbling maniacally over here. I'm sorry.
Why? What did you forget to do?
Well, I didn't forget to do anything. I wanted to look up something about Felipe Vázquez and yada, yada, yada. But anyway, I'm sitting over here trying to scribble it out before the show starts.
It'll be okay. We could look at it during... We'll figure it out during the deal. It'll be just
fine. During the
fun.
Thing, we'll do the thing.
Yes, we'll be okay. We'll make it. We'll be all right. To bring people up to speed, right, we'll be starting Thursday... We won't be in here, like, for 3 days, for three shows in a row. So Thursday, Fan Open 2.0.
Right.
We'll be out there at Vince DeAugustine's place, Manor Valley. So we'll be doing that. We'll be doing the show, then we'll be playing golf thereafter. Then on Friday, we'll be at the home of Jane Hirsch, the lovely Jane Hirsch.
Yes.
We don't know her. We just know
of
her.
She won.
She won the second Fan Tour stop. Porch Tour stop. So if you know Jane Hirsch, if you happen to know a Jane Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H, she lives out there in Sewickley area. It's a random drawing. We picked her name. Call her and invite yourself to her home on Friday.
Jane, am I allowed to come over on Friday?
Right, because we are doing our show at 2 o'clock. That means...
That...
Andrew and Chris are doing their show in the morning.
So a special treat for you in the morning on Friday.
Absolutely. So we'll be there on Friday at the home of Jane Hirsch, which sounds like an actress name. Like
it really,
you had a stage
does, kind
name,
of, yeah.
It'd be Jane Hirsch. So we'll check her out and what she's got going on and her family and everything. I've been told there's a pool. You know what,
buddy.
I love is the people that are entering into this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it weeds itself out because I think people, you don't have to, but I think people feel a certain sense of obligation, like, I better have my ducks in a row before I enter into this thing.
Yes.
Like, we don't get some little, like, somebody that's just got a little, I mean, you can, it doesn't matter, we'll come out wherever.
You don't need to have a pool. Let's be clear about that.
Right.
It just, it's really cool that when we show up, and
this is the second one this time.
Yeah, getting nuts, going crazy, doing cannonballs and stuff.
So we'll be at Jane Hirsch's house for the second tour stop. That's on Friday. And then Monday, we're up camp. We go to Steeler Camp for the first time.
Oh, that's right.
So that's three shows in a row.
There you go.
And we got to figure out, I don't know what I'm doing about Sunday night.
I don't either.
If I'm driving up there and staying at a hotel, or if I'm just going to get up and bulldog it early.
They got us rooms.
Right.
And that's a really nice place there.
What I normally do is leave my house at like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock and get into the room and fall right asleep.
Yes. That's what I did for Seven Springs a couple months ago.
Yes. So,
but yeah, three shows out and about in the amongst the public.
Yes. And so that happens on next week, the end of this week. Then next week is Monday with at Steeler Camp, and then the rest of the week, then I'm off the following week, and I can't wait.
Excited,
wait to go on vacation.
Excited for vacation.
Yeah, I'll
did
tell
they
you,
get your computer thing taken care of?
They did, but here's what happened. They put in a new computer. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you what I went through this morning.
Yeah.
Everything that was kind of saved on it, like my passwords and all that kind of stuff, all gone. I had to retype. And even like when you start to type a website and it finishes it for it and it recognizes it, that's all gone. Yeah.
Yeesh.
So Dave Crawley. Hi, I'm Dave Crawley. Dave Crawley's in a bad way. I didn't realize this got as bad as it was.
Is this all from the Flugtag incident?
It's so bad. Dave Crawley is like, he went from someone that was beloved in the city to now someone like totally at odds with everything to where we're never going to see Dave Crawley again, I have a feeling.
Wow.
So, KDKA TV reporter Dave Crawley, he sued. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
the EQT Three Rivers Regatta, Red Bull, and a marketing agency over injuries he suffered in a 2017 promotional stunt when he did that fluke tog thing.
Right.
He wore a life vest and a helmet. He landed on his face. Yeah, right? And, I mean, it gets even crazier. So, he landed on his face and in the Allegheny River in that fluke tog thing. He suffered injuries to his spleen, his diaphragm, and he says a traumatic brain injury, according to a lawsuit.
Holy cow.
He eventually had to have his spleen removed.
Jeez.
He stopped working August 21st, 2017, after collapsing while covering a story. He filed this lawsuit in Allegheny County Common Police Court describing Flugtag, which translates to Flying Day, as an event where teams selected by Red Bull fly their contraptions from an elevation into water. He was invited by this company a couple 5 days prior to the event to participate in a media flight that would air one day before as a promotional piece.
Okay.
The lawsuit contends Crawley didn't want to accept the assignment. He didn't want to do this.
Uh-oh.
He relented because he says he'd been passed over for recent assignments because of his age or his health, according to this suit. He claims he feared he would have been jeopardized his career at KDKA and KDKA's relationship with the regatta if he didn't do it. Red Bull told the Trib, that I'm reading this from, that the company has a long history of hosting major public events and the safety of spectators and participants is the primary concern, and pretty much, yeah, whatever. Stick it wherever.
Right.
KDK is not a defendant in this.
So it's just Red Bull.
Yeah, and the regatta.
And the regatta, okay.
You got a regatta, but not Dave Crawley.
No.
The lawsuit claims Red Bull's marketing or promotion of its product by using extreme sporting events has led to many injuries and fatalities around the world.
Yeesh.
Yeah. So, Crawley was presented with a professional media permit and release agreement immediately before his flight. The lawsuit claims he wasn't allowed enough time to have it reviewed by a lawyer or fully read the release before he signed it.
It's like one of those iTunes App Store release things.
Right.
Yeah. You just don't read at all.
After crashing into the water... And by the way, the report's online. After crashing into the water, Crawley, while in pain, finishes the narration of his media flight later that day so that the story can run as a build-up for the start of the Flugtag the next morning. Over the next 17 days, he was ill, but he kept working until he collapsed while covering a story at Duquesne University. Oh my gosh, they have like an in-flight camera of this, though. Fortunately for him, he's just minutes away from Mercy Hospital. He's taken for emergency medical treatment and life-saving surgery, this suit says. Man, I guess he got messed up.
I guess.
He would later find out the release prevented him from publishing any photographs or footage of injury or death that may occur while filming. So what he signed was, if you get hurt, you can't...
Did you watch the video of this?
Is this the one?
This is the one, I think.
This Web Extra?
He turns around and gives a thumbs up after he hits the water.
Wow.
I mean, maybe he realized later that he got hurt. I don't know.
Wow. So Crawley is seeking damages for his pain and suffering, bodily injuries, medical expenses, loss of earnings, and you ready for this? Loss of ordinary pleasures in life. Attempts to contact the other two defendants, the regatta, the KDKA, and this marketing company, unsuccessful. Now, here's my question in all of this.
Yeah.
What are Dave Crawley's ordinary pleasures in life? What are they?
Well, it's got to be something that I guess the loss of your spleen prevents you from doing.
Which is?
I don't know. What the hell's your spleen do?
I don't know. What are Dave Crawley's ordinary pleasures in life? Writing poems? What are they?
Ice cream. I bet Dave Crawley
loves ice cream.
He just strikes me as the kind of guy who every night sits down about an hour after dinner, right? Sits down to watch some TV, maybe a ball game. I don't know if he's into sports, and has like one scoop and a little tiny bowl of like French vanilla ice cream. Maybe if he's feeling nuts, it's a Friday, a little swizzle of chocolate syrup on top.
Right.
And for some reason, that seems like an ordinary pleasure in life.
No, I'm Dave Crawley.
The spleen, by the way.
Well, tell me about the spleen. What does the spleen do? Tell me about it.
It acts as a filter for blood as part of the immune system.
Oh, man.
So that is important.
Yeah, it helps you stay fresh, helps you stay good, helps you heal your body.
It also helps fight certain kinds of bacteria that cause pneumonia and meningitis.
Yikes.
Okay, so it's fairly important.
Pretty important.
Yeah. I'd say that qualifies
Dave's first book, the critically acclaimed Cat Poems, honors our feline friends. His second book, you ready? You know what his follow-up to Cat Poems was? You ready?
No.
Dog Poems was selected as one of the best children's books of the year by the Bank Street Children's Books Committee.
That's lovely.
Dave's book of school poems, reading, rhyming, and arithmetic, with an R, received a starred review, highly recommended, from the Library Media Connection. His fourth book of children's poetry is called, you ready? Crawley's Bugs. As the title suggests, it's a book of insects, spiders, and their kin.
Okay.
Yeah. I just hope that his ordinary pleasures in life, such as writing books like this, hasn't been taken away the fluke, dog.
Sounds like future or loss of future earnings is a part of this. Part of this lawsuit.
He also has numerous poems in 10 anthologies. You ready for some of the titles here?
Yes, please.
Rolling in the Aisles.
Okay.
If Kids Ruled the School. Miles of Smiles. Or Miles of Smiles.
Miles of Smiles.
Miles of Smiles. I Invited a Dragon to Dinner. Ooh. Peter, Pizza Eater. Ooh. You can go a lot of ways with that. There's including a porn. Peter, Pizza Eater.
And then the pizza delivery man comes over.
My Teacher's in Detention. Ladybug. Wait, Ladybug. That's one.
Okay.
Pound a Poem. Also, could go the porn direction there. And What I Did on My Summer Vacation. Once again.
Could go
pornish. So Dave Crawley wrote a bunch. In addition, he has dozens of poems in 13 national children's magazines.
Wow.
Including...
I didn't know Dave Crawley was such an accomplished author.
Well, I hope he's still able to do it, considering Fluke Talk.
Right.
Ready? Here's some titles from that. Ranger Rick.
Okay.
Cricket, which is a lounge.
It is.
Where
is it still open over there?
I don't know. And then one that can definitely be construed as porn, just titled Jack and Jill. So there's that. So
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yes! Dave Crawley was on this boat thing trying to fly across the river.
Oh, my God.
Dave won 2013's March Madness of Children's Poetry, finishing number one in a competition of leading children's poets around the world.
He's a regular Shel Silverstein, he is.
I'll give you one guess where Dave Crawley was born. One guess.
Okay, hold on. Connellsville.
Good guess. Frankfurt, Germany.
Whoa!
Oh, my.
Frankfurt, Germany? So he's got to be like an Air Force brat or something, right? He had to have family in the military or something?
Probably. Yes.
This is right down from Connellsville.
A graduate of Washington and Lee University. I know some people that went there. That's in Virginia. So he went to Washington and Lee, and he went on to receive the Master of Arts degree from Emerson College. That's in Boston. Born in Frankfurt, Germany. He lives in Squirrel Hill. Hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. But I'm still, how do you voluntarily try to fly across the river on a cardboard thing?
I don't know. He felt pressured, apparently.
You know?
I expected a lot worse.
How do you sue for that? Like you should just say, like, I'm not doing it.
Right. Wayne Van Dyne wouldn't have put up with that crap.
Hell no. You think Boguslawski would have got in that thing?
Nope.
I'm out of here. Anyway, so I feel bad for Dave Crawley. He got busted up, but it's okay to say no.
Yeah. I think that's the lesson we've learned here.
Man, he had to hit that river hard. Because they're high up, but they're not like coming off of Mount Washington.
No. I mean it's what, 22 feet it said, right?
Two stories, 22 feet, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hot. And he goes in, like face first, if you watch his video.
Well, I mean, so did Greg Louganis here and there.
Yeah, I know.
He made it out.
He really played it up that he was okay, though. Like you said.
Crawley?
He turns around
and gives
the
same
big thumbs
video?
Up.
That one? That's the same one he got hurt on?
I think he only did it once.
Good call. I don't think he climbed back up and had another go. Rubbed it off.
Shake
it
off.
Rubbed it off. Take a lap.
Yes.
He held up like the Red Bull Flug tag or however you say
it. Well,
we
got to get the sponsor in, yeah.
Yeah, he's smiling after.
Okay. And then he maybe it was like later onset, you know? Like
yeah,
he didn't realize.
Internal injuries.
So he got back in that KD van on his way back. They were trying to get him to do a traffic tracker, and he said, oh, my spleen. Forget this.
Where is your spleen exactly?
In your stomach, like?
Well, no, I know it's like down in your gut, but yeah. Like...
I don't know. I do feel bad. I'm not making fun of this.
How hard do you have to hit the water to bust up your spleen, I guess?
Just exactly like that video.
Yeah.
You saw the video, just like I did. Like that's how hard you have to do it.
That's how you bust up yes. a spleen.
And he's like 70-some.
That's true.
They should have had a young whippersnapper. Like, that's a Pompey Annie or a Megan Schiller.
Selena, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Bob. Bob would wear a polo swimsuit and a popped collar t-shirt to do a popped collar shirt to do it. You do met
hey,
Pop Dog.
Pop, I got a shirt for you, bud.
Yeah, let me hold on. I gotta go Heinz Healing, get a swimsuit. Board short. Yeah, and he would be doing that. I don't know.
Is that before Holden? I mean, now it's a different station, but was that before Holden's time?
Holden would not get injured on the Flugtag.
No.
I know that for a fact.
Good morning, guys. Mike Holden here.
How about the revelation that Mike Holden was a high school hockey player?
And like
Did you
a
see
good
that
one.
The
yeah,
weekend?
He had gloves and everything on. I mean, he's,
he had gloves.
I couldn't believe it.
He had like the helmet wasn't on backwards and stuff.
Yes.
Skates were on the right feet.
He looked like he was flying around.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. John Wehner, 9:30. I'm stuffy to the point where I feel great. I'm just still a little bit stuffy. But when I blow my nose, a bunch of air comes out my ears. That's where I am. You know that feeling?
I was there about 3 days ago.
I'm feeling good, though. But I just got a text from my dear friend Billy White who says, you sound terrible. I said, so what? I feel great. Screw off. I feel great. I just sound a little bit terrible. Anyway, John Wehner joins us at 9:30. Excited about that. We're going to have a fun day. Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.